Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray, hallelujah, glory to God, that you are ready to lift up the name of Jesus on this day. He said, healing come down. Joy come down. Peace come down. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Victory come on down. Deliverance come on down. Holy Ghost come on down. Power come on down. And the glory, hallelujah, lift them up higher, people of God. Come on, that is, like she said, he's King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, he is Jesus, my God. I give him glory on this morning. Welcome, 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 everyone. Amen to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Calvin McNeil this morning. Praise God. I thank God for you, and you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning. Amen. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to give him his due praise on the day. Amen. Hallelujah. With that being said, people of God, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Get ready. Glory to God, because God got something to say. My God, I give him glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, we bless your holy name, God, this morning. Glory to your name, Father. We give you glory, Father. Hey, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank you, Father God, for the endowment of the Holy Ghost this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that you take control of this service on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask, Father God, that you will hide me behind the cross, oh God. Hallelujah, that your power, God, may resurrect on the inside of me, Father God. Hallelujah. That I will speak to your people, Father God, because these are your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and you know what they need on today, Father God. And I pray, God, today, glory to your name, Father God, that they will have an uplifting on today, God, by say, kura, by sanda, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for breaking yokes in advance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your healing. I thank you for your deliverance, and I thank you, Lord God, that you are making us free on this day, Father God, knowing that you are the finisher of our faith on today, Father God. Bless every home that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let this word go to someone, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, that's not saved, God, that don't know you, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, I thank you. And glory to God, I thank you, Father God, for what you're going to say, what you're going to do now. As I step aside and let the Holy Ghost take control today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Use me for your glory today. These lips of clay, Father. So I thank you, I praise you, I glorify you, and I lift you up. These things I pray in your Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah. People of God, we thank God on today. Amen. I'm going to go to a familiar passage on today, which is Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse number 13. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord wants to speak to us today. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. How many have faith enough to know that God is already moving? Glory to God. Glory to God. God will answer your faith. Come on, Holy Ghost. God will answer your faith. Come on, stand still and listen to the Lord and what he has to say to us today. The Bible says in King James Version, amen, Exodus the 14th chapter, verse number 13. It says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is our pastor scripture on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Hallelujah. For his grace and his mercy, for the reading of his word. But here, amen, there are three, there, when I thought about it, is three most common words heard among us, amen, in times of crisis. Lord, do something. Do something, Lord. It is totally against our nature as human beings as we are, praise God, being to stand still and do nothing when we face perplexing trials. In fact, waiting patiently for God to act is probably the most difficult things, come on, about the Christian walk that we have. Hallelujah. Even devoted believers panic when the Lord doesn't move according to their timetable. And we know how that is. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We constantly give God deadlines and a time limit. Praise God. We cry, Lord, when are you going to do something? And when are you going to do something about this? How long will it take, Father? Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? If you don't act now, Lord, come on. Glory to God. It will be too late. Glory to God. But God is never too late, people of God. But God is never, 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 never too late. He always acts, and not according to our schedule and our timetable. But he's always moving. Our God is always searching the earth for the people who will trust in him in everything that you go through. We have to trust him, glory to God, even in our crisis, our trials, and even when we feel that it's a hopeless situation. My God, I give you glory. Indeed, he often leads us into situations that are alarming, critical, difficult, in order to test us. I want to talk to us today, praise God, because sometimes, praise God, we pray, Lord, please, Lord God, hallelujah, the devil doing this and the devil doing that, and the devil said, it wasn't me, glory to God, that's doing what he's doing. Sometimes, glory to God, is God that's testing us. He will lead us into alarming situations. Come on, people of God, critical situations, difficulties, in order to test us, to prove us, and to prove our heart. We want to see if we're willing to, you know, stand still. He wants to see. Come on, somebody. He wants to stand still. We have to stand still. Glory to God. Glory to God. And wait for him to bring supernatural deliverance, because that's what we need. We need supernatural deliverance. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The Bible states very clearly that the steps of a good man, come on, man or woman, are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. That's in Psalms 37 and 23. The Hebrew word for order means to prearrange something. Come on, Holy Ghost. Prearrange. When I thought about it, I said, Lord, what are you saying, praise God? You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. But so God already prearranged, step by step, fixed, ordained by God. Hallelujah. He's already prearranged your path. All you got to do is be obedient and stay on the path that God has set for you. This means it is God, not the devil, people of God, who leads us into the difficult places. Are we in a difficult place now that you feel like, hallelujah, that you're never going to come out of that place? Come on, somebody. We may cry out, Lord, why are you allowing my crisis to continue? But the truth is, not only does he allow our trials, but he does so deliberately for a purpose, and that is hard for us to accept. Come on, Holy Ghost. Yet God allows these hard things in our lives in order to produce. I want you to hear the word of produce. Produce faith in us. Glory to his name. Glory to God. As we always say, praise God. Hallelujah. There is no victory without us going through something. Come on, somebody. There is no testimony without the test. Come on, somebody. He is molding and shaping us into godly examples of faith. Yes, Holy Ghost, glory to God, to be his testimony to a faithless, ungodly age. See, there's some people around us, come on, Holy Ghost, or you might encounter that is faithless, that don't know who God is, don't know what God is capable of doing. Come on, somebody. I firmly believe every step we take is ordained by our Heavenly Father. And if that is indeed true, then I can believe God would ever lead me to the brink of difficult situations only to abandon me. God will never abandon you in the hour of need. My God, I give you glory. What do you need from God right now? Praise God. Yes, they he said, I will never abandon you. Glory to God. Glory to God. In the midst of what you're going through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He will be with you. Glory to God. Will you be one who won't panic? Glory to his name. Glory to God. When you feel like you want to panic, praise God. Give him some praise and tell him thank you for bringing you through something. Hallelujah, that you're going through right now. Glory to God. You who won't charge me with forsaking, abandon and hurting my children. God would never do that to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Will you stand still in your crisis and lean on faith? Come on, somebody say, lean on faith. Lean on them. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm leaning hard, God. Hey, God, told about Sandra. God, I don't see you right now, praise God, but I'm leaning on you, Father God, trusting you, Father God, to bring me through what I'm going through right now, because every Christian, glory to God, glory to God, and every one of us goes through something in times. Even in a time of blessing sometimes, praise God, we go through some things. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even while God is moving by his spirit, here comes something else. When you come to one thing, here comes something else. My God, I give you glory. But while you're yet going through some things, lean on faith. Somebody say, lean on faith. We got to lean on the power of God. My God, I give it glory. The Bible is filled with examples of great and alarming crisis delivery set up by the Lord. My God, I thank you. The Old Testament lists many, many times of testing for God's people. Perhaps the greatest example of these was the crisis at the Red Sea. Come on, somebody. Are you at the Red Sea? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's no time to turn back, but we have to move forward in the things of God. This trial wasn't, glory to God, glory to God, instigated by the devil or by Pharaoh. It was a crisis completely arranged by God, set up by his very own command to Israel. After all, scripture says it was God who hardened Pharaoh's heart, who caused the Egyptians to pursue Israel, and who allowed the Egyptian army to overtake them by the sea. Oh, y'all talk to me today. My God, I give you God. God had told the people specifically to camp between Milgad and Pahurah. This location was situated between two mountain passes, come on, Holy Ghost, with the sea boarding on the third side. The only possible route to escape was back to the wilderness. Oh, I want to pull you out of the wilderness today, praise God, because that's not where you belong. You belong with the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. And that was blocked by Pharaoh's approaching army. Now, the Israelite was horrified at this situation. Their God had led them there. God wants to show his glory to his people, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God wants to show forth his glory, and he's going to show forth his glory when you're at the brink of your end. Come on, somebody, I give God the glory. Are you at the end? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you feel like ain't nothing moving. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So God is yet moving on your behalf. Hallelujah. He has led you there so he can get the glory out of your life. God also could have sent the supernatural cloud down upon the Egyptian camp to confuse them. Those soldiers would have run around in the confusion mist for days to come. But instead, he chose to send the cloud behind the Israelites as protection. How many know that you are protected today? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Or God could have sent a single angel to slay the entire Egyptian army in the blink of an eye. He could have chosen to destroy them at any point. God could do anything thing that he wants in your life, praise God. That person has given you a hard time. He has power to move them out of the way. But sometimes he leaves that person or those things in your way, amen, to bring forth his glory, to cause you to pray. He can very well move those situations, but sometimes we have to have faith in God to know who he is and what he is in our life, praise God. How many going through some situations right now? Praise God. Yeah, 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 God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are looking to God to bring us out of a place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But God is not moving yet. Praise God. But guess what, y'all, people of God? Lean on faith, because surely you shall be delivered from whatever you're going through. Because he's making that way for you. Praise God. But the Lord didn't do anything and did anything of those things. Instead, he squeezed Israel into a tight, alarming situation, a crisis that was impossible to escape by human means. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. How many feel that you're being squeezed right now, praise God, to trust him like you never trust him before? My God, I give you glory. Here, here, here. I believe the Lord had two purposes in allowing this impossible situation for his people. He was determined to so alienate Israel's enemy. They would never again have to look over their shoulders in fear. God was saying, in essence, I'm going to show your enemy bodies along the shore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, God already has a plan. Yes, Holy Ghost. You, and so you can see every one of them dead. See, back then, amen, praise God, he said, the enemy that you see today, you will see no more. And I don't wish nobody dead, praise God, but see, God has a way of moving things out of your way at his due time. He didn't say that he's going to strike them down. He could, Holy Ghost, he could turn them around to go back the other way. My God, I give you glory. And allow them not to come back into your presence. That's the kind of God that we serve. But right now, praise God, he wants you to have peace in your mind. He wants you to have faith that he is going to move on your behalf. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Then you will know that I have all power. Come on, somebody, say all power. Lord Jesus Christ has all power. God wanted to provide the opportunity for his people to put their lives in his hand. As we put our lives in God's hand, praise God, hallelujah. As you totally submitted to the Spirit of the living God, as you totally submitted, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit in this hour, to stand still and trust him, to give them direction. Sometimes, praise God, we move too fast. Somebody said we move too fast sometimes. We don't wait on our direction. So he says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. How do we know God arranged this frightful situation to test his people? His own word says so. Thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led these 40 years in the wilderness. He said here to humble thee. Glory to your name, Father. I thank you. To humble thee. Come on, somebody. And to prove thee. Come on, I'm going to humble you and I'm going to test you to know that was in thy heart. What is in your heart, praise God? That's Holy Ghost. Sometimes I ask God, as you squeeze me enough, glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Yes, I believe, but God, help my unbelief. My God, I give you glory. Whether thou would keep my commandments or no, are we keeping the commandments of God? Now, we know we're not perfect people of God. We don't dot every I and cross every T, and God knows that, praise God. Hallelujah. But what he wants from us, praise God, that we would rend our heart to him and not our garment. Glory, somebody, head of the Messiah. This verse spells it out clearly all the way which the Lord led me. It was God who led them to the Red Sea, not the devil. My God, I give you glory. What is that place that you're standing at, praise God? And it feels like it's so much difficulty right there. It feels like you cannot cross the Red Sea. You cannot cross the line. My God, I give you glory. God is saying, I have led thee there. Come on, somebody. To test thee, to humble you, to prove you, and see will you keep my commandments. Because when I bless thee, come on, Holy Ghost, you will not leave me, and go back to Egypt. My God, I give you glory. But why did God do this? The same chapter tells us that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. Come on. Thy latter end. See, there's a latter end. Come on, somebody. In the Messiah. You might be at the beginning. Come on, Holy Ghost. You might be in the middle. Glory to God of what God is doing in your life. Or you might be at the latter end. Come on, Holy Ghost. God was saying, in essence, I was after something in you. Come on, Holy Ghost. I'm after something on the inside of you. Glory to God. Glory to God. What is God after on the inside of me? What is God after? Praise God. I brought you into these situations so you could practice your faith. Are you leaning on your faith in this hour? What is it that you want God to do that he's already spoken over your life that it has not happened yet? Somebody say, lean on Jesus. Lean on your faith. Only these kinds of circumstances could produce true faith in you. See, God is after something on the inside of you. Will you trust me in this hour? Oh, my God, I give you glory. Only your absolute trust in me could ever get you out. He humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger in verse number 3. In other words, I gave you a hard place to stay. Rabbi, say good about Sunday. Can you imagine God giving you a hard place? My God, I give you glory. A hungering place, a thirsty place, a place that was alarming, terrifying, to see if you had trusting in your heart. As the Egyptian quickly approached, there was no place for the Israelites to run. Come on, somebody, when your back is up against the wall, praise God, there is no help from nowhere. Praise God. That's when the supernatural deliverance steps in. Come on, Holy Ghost. The mountains on both sides were bare, with no trees or the cave to hide among. And the seas hemmed them in on the other side. They simply had no place to run. It was an impossible situation. My God, I thank you. Scripture says that at this point, at this point, the children of Israel lifted their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid, the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. What are we crying out for today? Try placing yourself in the situation your family is gathered around you. Children, grandparents, later, and suddenly you hear a rumbling of chariot wheels, rattling, come on somebody, and fierce war cry, and a murderous bloodthirsty army coming after you, praise God. Wouldn't you be afraid? What is that that God put you in that you might be afraid of, or fear might come up? Oh, Rabbi, say quiet, Rabbi Sada, or fear might come up. Hey, Robosaya. The truth is God is patient with us when the awful flush of human fear overcomes us in a sudden crisis. God understands when fear comes up, people of God. Even the biggest one, the anointed one, say, yes, Holy Ghost, has fear sometimes. We all get fearful sometimes, praise God, because we don't know the next step, and we are in a hard place. Come on, somebody. Our Lord is not a hard taskmaster, and he knew this would be a frightening experience for the Israelites. In fact, he would have been pleased with a prayer such as, Lord, I'm afraid. I'm afraid, God. I'm afraid, God. I don't know what step to take next. Yet we know you have always been faithful to deliver us. When we were in Egypt, you delivered us from the death angel and from all plagues. And we know you have the power to deliver us out of this crisis as well. No matter how bleak it looks, Father, we commit our lives into your hands. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. But was this Israel cry? The Bible says they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? See, they murmured and complained. They didn't understand the move of God. When you don't understand the move of God, you will murmur, you will complain, because you don't understand what God is doing. Why would God bring me to this place, amen, that I'm crying out to him? Why would God bring me to a place, amen, of stagnation? Why would God allow the enemy to see like he's trying to overtake me? But know this, people of God, that God will never let you down. My God, I give you glory. Can I bring us an assurance today? God will not bring you down. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will be with you every step. It had been better for us to serve the Egyptians. That's what they said, praise God, than that we should die in the wilderness. When you don't understand, they were being sarcastic, almost to the point of blasphemy. And they charged God with the intent to destroy them. Hey, Rabbi, say kuya da Rabbi Sanda. This was not the cry of faith. Come on, Holy Ghost. Are you facing your own crisis right now? Perhaps you're carrying a burden so heavy. Your friends would fall on their faces weeping if they knew what you've been through and what you're going through, praise God. But sometimes, praise God, we can't tell everybody what we're going through because they'll give us the wrong information. My God, I give you glory. Yet the fact remains, have you been led into the very difficult situation by the Lord himself? Come on, Holy Ghost. The simple biblical truth is that if you are his, if he has ordered your steps, then he has put you where you are today. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he must have a good reason for it. You are being tested by the Lord. Have you trusted him today? Are you believing in him today to move you forward? Praise God. Trouble don't last always, people of God. Hallelujah. You're just there being tested. Are you going to believe me or are you going to believe them? Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give you glory. You may ask, what am I supposed to do when I am brought into such crisis? Lord, what am I going to do here? Hallelujah. What shall I do when everything appears hopeless, when there is no visible escape? What happens when I'm overcome with fear because everything seems like it's coming down all around me, God? Come on, Holy Ghost, and I have nowhere to turn, no answers to my problem, no one to tell, and how can I get out of this trouble? My God, I give you glory. Here is how God answered Israel when they faced their crisis. You know what he said to them? He said, fear ye not. Come on, Holy Ghost. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Somebody, I'm talking to you right now. My God, I give you glory. God is telling you today, yes, Holy Ghost, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Lord, the Lord, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Come on, somebody. We talk too much sometimes, praise God. We try to convince everybody that God is speaking to you. We got to shut it up, praise God. And trust God. My God, I give you glory. You have nothing to prove to nobody. Glory to God. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. The Lord was saying to them, the first matter you must deal with is your fear. I will fight for you, and I will save and deliver you. Now let that promise be your strength. Let it drive out all your fears. I'm going to be with you, people of God. The Bible lets us know, glory to God, glory to God. The Word tells us, praise God. The Holy Spirit is speaking today. My God, I give you glory. Now let me apply this to the new covenant. Hey, first, I want to talk about bondage to sin. That is your battle with the flesh. Under the new covenant of God, God will allow situations to show us how helpless we are and how wholly dependent we are on him to deliver us through faith. Come on. It's through faith that you're going to get delivered. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. I don't know about you, praise God, but I tell you one thing. Hallelujah. I was fighting God all the way. Glory to God. Got the church and he wiped me up. Glory to God. Where I had on, praise God, yet God thought it about Shonda. My knees was all messed up, praise God, because he rolled me across the floor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God, until I got myself together. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, we got to get rid of the Messiah. All of our sins, the Messiah, the global sin and my fear, our own will, praise God, until we do what God say, glory to God, that he can get the glory out of our life. Hallelujah. Are we submitted to the Spirit of God? Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Are we submitted to him? Ha, yet God, thought it about standard, because when we go our own way, we're not submitted to nobody. My God, I give you glory. God will never lead you into temptation, but he will allow you to come to your wit's end. If you have a sin, like he said, besetting sin, that sin is Pharaoh in your life. What Pharaoh do you have in your life? That is the sin that God is talking about. That is a sin, amen, he's going to deliver you from. And his army of a lying spirit come against you continually with demonic lies. You're not going to make it. You're going down. You will not end up. Come on, you will end up destroyed. That's what the spirit of Pharaoh will say to you. You hear the rattling of chains that Satan tries to bind you to your habit once more. Hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you wonder, Lord, how will I ever get up from this? I'm going down so low. Come on, Holy Ghost. What can you do? Come on, Holy Ghost. You know you can't outrun the enemy, and you are no match for him in a fight. You are helpless against him. So you stand before him, cowering and trembling and fearful. You may say to yourself, I just go back to my old ways. That way, at least I'll be spared from all the spiritual warfare. My God, I give you glory. See, that spiritual warfare, my God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. See, sometimes, praise God, we say, I'm tired of fighting. I'm going back to Egypt. My God, I give you glory. I'm tired of this warfare. It's too much for me. But you know you can't go back to your old master. Anything that you go back to, it has mastered you. Come on, Holy Ghost. It has hijacked you. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you turn back now, if you desert Christ, it will cost you your life. You know that, praise God. Because we always say, praise God, if I go back, I'll die. If I go forward, he will deliver me. I want to talk to us today. I ask you, how many Israelites would have been spared if they turned to Egypt? Not one would have survived. They all would have been hewn to pieces. Why? The enemy is but thirsty killer, out to destroy us. Come on, Holy Ghost. At this point, many Christians become caught in some like a hellish cycle of sin and confess. They run to a friend, a counselor, anyone who will listen to them as they weep, cry, and pray. Such believers will do anything except stand still and trust the Lord to bring their deliverance. Somebody shout with me this morning, God will bring my deliverance. I will cross over to the next place in God. Yet the Old Testament gives us example. After example, how we have no power in our flesh to fight spiritual battles. Our old man is utterly weak and powerless, but we have a new man inside of us. Come on, Holy Ghost. And he is to submit his life totally to the Lord's hands. The new man understands there is no human way out. Come on. That God has to do the fighting for him. We resist the devil not in our strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, which is revealed in us by faith alone. I believe that God, by his Spirit, saved and delivered his people by giving them a clear direction. Come on, Holy Ghost. God speaks to his people by his Spirit. He makes the Spirit voice clear to us. Thy ears shall hear a word behind thee. Come on, that's Bible, people of God. That's in Isaiah 30:21. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. My God, I give you glory. God speaks to his people by his Spirit, and he makes the Spirit voice clear to us. Thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left hand. See, God already spoke to us. The voice of God, the voice of God's Spirit comes to us primarily through the Scriptures. He may open up to us even a Bible passage that will be key to our deliverance. But before we can hear his voice of direction, God requires something of us. We are to stand still and wait upon him to act. Ah, glory to God. We don't want to never go before him, people of God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We want God to move. I'm going to go to a song, people of God. I'll be right back. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. As he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Hold your head up high, people of God. Hallelujah. Because God is not done with you yet. Amen. As he spoke, amen, your latter end shall be greater. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. So we stand still and wait for him to act. This word is not a suggestion, but a commandment. And it's a secret to our total victory and deliverance. Indeed, the Lord commanded his people to stand still on many occasions. Ah, come on, Holy Ghost. See, we're not the only ones, glory to God, that God is dealing with. He has a great cloud of witness that came before us, people of God. For example, Joshua, the third chapter, we read of another crossing Israel had to make. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we getting ready to cross over, people of God? Yes, Holy Ghost. At the Jordan River, God instructed the people, when ye are come to the brink of the water of the Jordan, come on, ye shall stand still in the Jordan, he said. Then the Lord added, as soon as the soles of your feet of the priest, come on, shall rest upon the waters of the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off. See, when God speaks, it takes place. Hey, da-da-da-ba-sia. God's word will not turn back void. It shall accomplish that what he sent it out to do over your life. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. And they shall stand upon the heap, he said. Hallelujah. God was saying, when you get to the water, plant your feet in it and just stand there. Be still, rest. Don't try to figure out what I am up to. Just wait for me to act. Come on, Holy Ghost. Hear me, glory to God. He said, just wait for me to act. Come on. I will part the waters for you. And God talking to us today, praise God. Glory to God. Just wait for the Lord to act. He will part the waters for you. He will make it happen for you. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will make you free, praise God. He will give you that promise that he's already promised. Wait for the Lord to act. The Hebrew word for stand still in this passage means stop all activity. Cease from all striving. Yet how many Israelites obeyed when they came to the Jordan? As they stood there with their feet in the water, many must have thought, how do we know this is going to work? Hallelujah. My God, I give you glory. Some might have been tempted to build some kind of bridge by themselves or try to cross over on their own. Come on, being the genius that they was, praise God, hallelujah. They thought they knew more than God. Come on, God was the author and finisher of their faith. He owned the world, praise God. He parted the sea. When they get to the Jordan, they act like they didn't remember what he did before. See, when God do one thing before, praise God, he will do it again. But Rabbi, I hear you, God, but he would do it even better. Glory to God, glory to God. But that would have been all in vain. God did act on that occasion. He did the part. He did part the water. And he did it because Israel's act of obedience was accomplished by faith. They did what God had told them, and they rested in it. God answered their faith. Come on, I want to talk to her. Come on, when I thought about it and I was thinking on the Lord, praise God, hey, that I'm Osiah. God acted on their faith. See, faith moves God. Call Rabbi say, call Nana Messiah. Faith moves him, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God will answer your faith, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. On the other occasion, Israel king was commanded to stand still rather than to act. After Samuel, come on, I'm going a little further. After Samuel anointed Saul as king, he escorted him to the edge of the city. And at one point, Samuel said to Saul, stand thou still a while, that I may show thee the word of the Lord. See, some God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes God has to give us more instructions. I hear you, Holy Ghost, for the next level. Hey, sure, Rabbi, say, Kunanamasia. Oh, come on, God, I thank you for the word. Ha, Yekai, Torabasanda, for the next revelation. God, I thank you. Samuel was saying, Saul, I've just anointed you. And yet already your mind is racing. You're thinking, what is God doing? How can I know this voice? His will. Stop striving, Saul. Do you want to hear from God? Do you want directions from him? Then stand still and listen. I'll give you God's word. See, sometimes we have to stand still and listen. Somebody say, you got to steal away. You got to steal away sometimes to a quiet place where no noise is at so you can hear from the Lord for the next level of your life. This perfectly illustrates the principle I want to emphasize here. The word of the Lord, the voice of directions and deliverance, is given to those who come to a place of a standing still before God. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles, we read that Judah was being invaded by a coalition of a mighty army. Scripture says King Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. And see, that's what we don't like to do, some of us. We don't like to pray. We don't like to fast. Come on, Holy Ghost. But sometimes, praise God, I hear you, God. The next level may cause you to fast to hear what God is saying, to empty out what's going on inside of you, to get clarity for your next. But see, we God on the Messiah. We like the fried chicken. We like the bacon. We like all the sides, amen, the candy yams and the fish and all that stuff. We don't want to fast for the next. My God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we got to lay aside and they that played over to hear from God. What's my next God? Hey, and when you mean business with God, God means business with you. The people began to pray, crying in their hands. Is there no power and might? This is what they're saying. Is there no more power? There's more might so that none is able to withstand thee? For we have no might against this great army that come up against us. Neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. He said, our eyes are upon you. Once again, we see there is nothing wrong with being afraid. God is long-suffering towards us, and he does not hold our fears against us. In fact, we are to pray the same prayer that Jehoshaphat prayed. Lord, I'm frightened. God, I don't know what's next. And see, when God, when you put everything in God, and let him know how you really feel about what's going on in your life, praise God, hallelujah, God will answer that prayer. Ha, say, he might not come when you want him to come, but he will be there. He will show up. The enemy is coming in like a flood, and I don't know what to do, but I do know that you have all power and you have all might. See, they knew that God had all. See, Jehoshaphat knew, God, you got power and you got might, because he began to pray. He put a fast out there. He told them, listen, this army that's coming up against us right now, and I want you to, some of you, praise God, this thing that's coming up on me, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, that's coming up against me right now, hallelujah, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm going to pray. I'm going to fast. I'm going to get before God. I need an answer. My God, I give it glory. But I do not know that you have all power and might. So I will do nothing, Lord, except to pray. I will fix my eyes on you, he said. Then came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Here is what the Lord's Spirit commanded. See, as they put a fast together, as they came together, the Bible said then the Spirit of God came into the congregation, came into the church. He said, be not afraid nor dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord. The phrase, set yourself, stand still, means take your position. People of God, take your position. Hey, I don't know, see ya. Do not waver in this matter. In other words, take a position of faith. Be convinced that the battle is the Lord. Any demon that comes against you has come against Christ in you. Ha, sharobo sata. It is the Lord's battle. It is the Lord's fight, not yours. You may remember what happened in the story. When the men of Judah went out to fight that great army, they found their enemies already slain on the battlefield. The mighty soldiers had gotten up in the middle of the night and began to fight themselves. They turned against one another. My God, I give you glory. They ended up destroying one another. See, a lot of time, praise God, yet God thought about standard. When a group of people come up against you, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. When you say, Lord, I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, glory to God, glory to God. They're going to turn on one another. My God, I give you glory. When you look around, praise God, they ain't talking to no one. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. They ain't even talking to one another no more because God has already sent deliverance to you. God has already let you know that I am moving on your behalf. All you got to do is be obedient. So the army from Judah simply picked up the spoils, picked up everything they owned, and marched back home in a great victory in a procession. They hadn't even lifted up a sword. See, they didn't have to fight that battle. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, God is sending me deliverance from the north, south, east, and west. Whatever God spoke over my life, it shall be. Come on, somebody. The Lord has done all the fighting for them. Closing in the scripture, I want to do part two on this because I have so much for this. Hey, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The Psalms is like, be still, and know that I am God, he said. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalms 46 and 10. The little translation, hallelujah, means cease and forsake all your striving. The acknowledgement that I am God. In other words, quit striving. Stop all your efforts to deliver yourself. Acknowledge that God alone can save you. God alone can bring you to where he wants you to be. God alone has already prepared the way for you. God alone is already fighting for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God alone is doing it, people of God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. You may say, hallelujah, preacher, didn't Israel sometimes have to take up arms and do battle? Yes, they did. But on this condition, that they first stood silent before the Lord and received total detailed directions from him. That's what Joshua did before the battle of Jericho. He got detailed marching orders before doing anything and brought victory and glory to God. My God, I give you glory. We thank God for the day. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God, yes, Holy Ghost, that we are standing still and see the salvation of the Lord. Whatever God has promised you in life, hallelujah. Because remember, people of God, God said, I know the plans that I have for you. I have good plans and not of evil. I have plans to bring you to an expected end. Come on, somebody. And don't forget, praise God. He said, I'm watching over my word to perform that what I've already spoken. My word will not turn back void. Come on, somebody. Hey, when God says, I'm watching over something, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is the one that's going to do it for you, people of God. So wherever you're waiting on God for, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God just want to see if you're going to be obedient. He wants to see, praise God, that's Holy Spirit. Are you going to be obedient to his word? Glory to God. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Messiah. Are you being tested today, praise God, before you knew, oh, yes, God, to before you move to your next, praise God. But surely you should make it there, praise God. He said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. I will be with you into the end of this world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The plan that he has for you, come on, somebody, it's going to work out for you and going to work out for your good. Somebody shout with me today, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We have victory on every side. Come on, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. While you're yet standing still getting your direction, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God has already made the way for you. Come on, somebody. He's already favored you. He's already lifted you up. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. He's already turned the enemy around. And don't be surprised, amen, that your enemy come to bless you. Hallelujah. Don't worry about how your blessing is coming. Hallelujah. God will send the very one that despise you. Come on, Holy Ghost. God will do it on you. However he want to do it, praise God, you receive it in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. So we thank and praise God on this day, praise God, as we are standing still and we are seeing the salvation of the Lord. We're going to rest in him, praise God, because he surely shall make it good and bring it to pass in your life. There is activation. There's activation taking place, amen. Favor is being granted on your behalf, praise God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you are directing us. That you are making a way where there seems to be no way, God. That you are making it the head and not the tail, God. The lender and not the bar, oh God. Above and not beneath, Father God. That you will give us land that we never tilled, oh God. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory. What God can do, praise God. If we just wait on him, it will bring glory to him. Hallelujah, and cause your enemies to fear. Come on, Holy Ghost. We thank you and praise you, God, for the word today, Lord Jesus. We thank you that we are going to stand still, and we're going to see the salvation of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. When we're at the brink of the rest day, we know that you will open it up for us. We thank you right now that we have faith and trust in you, that you shall deliver us from all the snares and folly. Every arrow that was thrown our way that was not of you, and anything that you have never planned in our life, Lord God, we pray that you will uproot it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will have what you say that we're going to have, and we're going to make it across that red sea. We thank you, Father. We bless you. Don't forget, praise God, on Tuesday, amen, Bishop Thurman Butler will be on at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bringing forth great word. Hallelujah. True Vine International Ministry with Pastor Alon Waters will be on Thursday. Amen. Praise God at 6 p.m. Hallelujah. And don't forget, people of God, hallelujah, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I will be in the prayer chamber. Amen. Praise God. Praying with you, amen, as God leads me. Amen. So join us in prayer, amen, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., amen. It's a good way to start your morning. So we just thank God today, praise God. If you'd like to be a blessing, get your Sunday offering together, amen, praise God. And I want to pray over that as well. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank God for the ones that support the ministry in this hour, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, we thank God for all our partners, hallelujah, that's supporting the ministry. Hallelujah, keep us on the air. We thank God for you, you, and you. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. As God said, I hear the Holy Ghost. He said, you have not given the information. Let me give you the phone number, 302-883-9799. I'll give it to you one more time. If you'd like to get in touch with me for any prayer, mentor, whatever it may be, amen, praise God. If you just want to talk some things out, amen, I am here to listen to you. Amen, hallelujah, and give you God. Amen, 302-883-9799. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father God, for what you have spoken on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just ask, Lord God, that you'll continue to have your way, God, in our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you have given us on this hour, Father God. I thank you for the healing. I thank you for deliverance. I thank you for making us free, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for your word today. Your word is true, and your word will not fall to the ground. It shall accomplish that what it's sent out to do. And we say thank you, Lord. Bless every home that's represented here, Father God, on this day, Father God, and their extended families, Father God. We thank you, Father God. If there's any that need healing, Father God, you said, ha, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Distance is not a barrier. So I pray for you right now for the healing virtue to come upon your body right now from the crown of your head to the very soles of your feet. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we just ask God to touch right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. God bless you.
You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, years of pain, it is not your part. Failure, it is not your part. and the promises. Goodness.